For my PM News, I'm Arjun Tucker, and we have Aaron Curtis on the line to talk about the opening market report. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, Arjun. We've got lower prices here to start a new month and a new week. Really not a lot of news here this morning, but kind of all went lower. Energy markets here this morning with crude down about $3 or so. The forecast does look warmer, kind of 6 to 10 and 8 to 14 day forecast over the weekend flipped to above normal now for as far east as Indiana. So that should help with thawing river conditions, even though it's going to take some time to get kind of the backlog cleaned up there on the river system. But it looks a little warmer here. So maybe see grain transportation ease up here just a little bit as we move into the middle part February. Like I said, it's going to take some time, but seeing some warmer temperatures out in the extended forecast should help river conditions just a little bit. Export inspections are out this morning. It looks like a pretty normal week for demand reports. We'll see how much the market pays attention to those this week. Of course, continuing to watch the government shutdown news, although not affecting the USDA since that was already extended last fall through September. So it should see normal flow of data, at least from the USDA, as we move through these next few weeks. Next week is the supply-demand report for February from the USDA. We'll see some changes in demand. Obviously, production is set at this point. So typically, changes are somewhat muted in the February crop report. And then, of course, we will continue to see our spring averages for crop insurance set this month as well. So we'll keep a track of those averages here as the month goes on. As for prices here this morning, we have March corn at 425 and three quarters, down 2.5. May corn at 433 and a half, down 2.25. March soybeans at 1061, down 3.25. May soybeans at 1073 and a half, that's down 3.5. March soybean meal 293.30, down 30. March soybean oil at 53.09, that's down 42. March Chicago wheat 529.5, down 8.5. May's at 538.25, that's down 7.75. March Kansas City wheat at 536.75, down 8 cents. Livestock markets here this morning are mostly higher here as we see some strength back in the cattle market after a little pullback there late last week. February cattle at 238.62, up 277. April's at 240.07, up 327. March feeders at 366.65, up 637. April's at 364.52, up 625. February hogs 87.70, up 45. April's at 96.52, up 137. Weather-wise, like I mentioned, also the warmer weather in the U.S. also watching weather in Argentina, parts of northern Argentina, southern Brazil have been a little bit on the dry side. Got some rain chances increasing here as the week goes on, so the market will be closely watching those coverage levels and totals. For the rest of Brazil, though, continues to look okay as both harvest for soybeans and planting of second crop corn continues to move along. So pretty quiet start here to start the week and the new month with the values just a touch lower here to get going here, Arjun.
Great. Well, thank you very much, Aaron, and hope you have a great rest of your day. You've been listening to Morning Edition from NPR on WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. Let's take a quick listen to your forecast.
I'm meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your IPM News forecast for Champaign-Urbana. Today look for mostly cloudy skies with a high of 30 degrees and a west wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight mostly cloudy with a chance of flurries and a low of 18 degrees, north wind 5 miles per hour. Tomorrow mostly cloudy with a high of 27 degrees, a north wind 5 miles per hour. Tomorrow night partly cloudy with a low of 10 degrees, a north wind 5 miles per hour. And for Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high of 24 degrees and a north wind 5 miles per hour.
And thanks again for listening to Morning Edition from Illinois Public Media. I'm Arjun Tucker. You can find more local news headlines online at ipmnewsroom.org. And as we approach 9:01, 1A is up next.